Chapter 3. Washington meets the boys. All thoughts of experiments were driven from the minds of Jack and Mark by the telegram. They imagined that something had happened to their old friend, and it worried them. If he was dangerously hurt, as might be, for he was constantly experimenting in a small way, it would mean that a great change must take place in their lives. What do you suppose can have happened? Asked Mark, as he and Jack went to their rooms to get ready to leave the college. I haven't the least idea. Maybe he wants us to go on another trip. Mark finished packing, and Jack was not far behind him. Then the lads went to the railroad station, where they purchased tickets for home, and were soon on a train. On the journey they could not help but refer occasionally to the telegram, though Jack kept insisting that nothing so serious had happened. Mark was not quite in such good spirits. Well, here we are, announced Jack, about 3 hours later, as the train pulled into a small station. And there's Washington on the platform waiting for us. Jack hurried out of the car, followed by Mark. Hello, Wash, cried the fat lad. Valise. And he threw it to the colored man before the train had come to a stop. Washington deftly caught the grip, though he had to make a quick movement to accomplish it. I clarity gracious, he exclaimed. Inconsequential manner in which to project a transmigratory object in contiguousness to my predestination. Whoa, there, cried Jack. Wash. That's all right, Massa Jack, answered the colored man. It's glad to see you, and I certainly hopes that the transubstantiationableness of my... Wow, cried Jack. Don't you foregather my excitability? Asked the colored man rather anxiously. Yes, I guess so. What's the answer? How's Andy? What's the matter? Wait. Wait. Interrogatorial projections at a time, Massa Jack. Where am Massa Mark? Here I am, replied Jack's chum, as he followed him out on the platform of the train, which had come to a stop. That's right, exclaimed Washington. Article of transportation and I'll just expedite it in. I guess you mean it, all right, interrupted Jack. But what's up? Why did the professor send for us? I don't know, Massa Jack. You don't know? Nope. He just done gone, tell me to send that transmigratory telegraph, and that's all. But why does he want us? He's not sick, is he? Never felt better, exclaimed Washington as he walked along the street leading from the depot, a valise in either hand. His state of health am equal to the sophistication of the soporiferousness. You mean he sleeps well? Questioned Jack. That's what I done meant to convey to yo, Massa Jack. Well, why don't you say it? Asked Mark. That's just what I done. I said. Never mind, interrupted Jack. Then you can't tell us why the professor sent for us. He's got company, went on Washington, as if he had just thought of that. Company? Exclaimed both boys. Eyes. Who is it? Why, his name is Santelrauman. What an odd name, commented Mark. Is he a doctor? Asked Jack. He speaks with a German's accentuation, said Washington. He certainly uses the most agilistic conglomerations. If he can beat you, he's a wonder, said Jack. But where did he come from? I clarity goodness I don't know. All I knows is that he just comed. One day he wasn't here, and come next day he was. Does the professor know him? Swa. He's a friend of the professor, added Washington. Professor was powerful glad to see him. Then he must be some scientist, said Mark. That's it. He's chock full of scientistical bombasticness and labiodentalisms, said the colored man. I guess the professor wanted us to meet him and learn something that we couldn't in college, spoke Mark. Well, we'll soon be there. Yes, assented Jack. I want to find out what it's all about. Santelrauman. That's an odd name. And he's a mighty odd man, supplemented Washington. They reached the house a few minutes later, and went in the front door. The sounds of two voices came from the library. One was that of Professor Henderson. He was saying, "I tell you it can't be done. It is utterly impossible. Madness to think of such a terrible trip. And I tell you it can be done. It shall be done, and you are the very man to accomplish it," insisted the other. "You and your young assistants will succeed. I know you will. With me, and we will make the longest journey on record. Through space to Mars by Rockwood."